If we stop to consider the matter, we'll see that our diminishment is the point of division, to distinguish who is good from who isn't, quote unquote. That division is key to establish the need for some artificial, mythical belief in the efficacy of hierarchical leadership. And this style of leadership is co-signed by illusory notions of excellence, perfection. And that excellence is determined by means of educational institutions, which exist to select obedience. And that the job of this educational result, the obedient, is to construct and control popular opinion, the endorsement of which protects the ideology of democracy, which forms the warp and weft of rule. And so this diminishment is made to justify everything. Its every horror may be laid at its door. Are they poor? Well, it's because they're uneducated. Do they tend to dissolution? Do they drink, do drugs, disrespect their bodies? Well, what do you expect? They never learn better. We must work harder to help them by building the technological and surveillance infrastructure to identify their needs so we can drag them into the 21st century. I heard her say they don't want to leave, but mother didn't want to be a fearless evolutionary till she was. Things change in our sense of ourselves as we gain new information. We are all brilliant, and probably all the more so to the degree we know how much we've yet to grow.